Decrees. Let's get it. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. I'm Will, one of the co-hosts, and riding solo dolo tonight. I hope everybody's staying warm. It's cold outside, and we understand that it's supposed to get hectic and colder, and I've heard all kinds of bad storms supposed to be coming this way and that kind of stuff. So you already know the grocery store is a mess. If you watched the show yesterday, you already heard us talk about a little bit, Mark and myself, talking about, you know, how stuff is bare, the lines is ridiculous. So make sure you guys stay warm, get everything you need, just in case. The timing sucks as far as the drivers. Everybody's trying to get out there and get everything, especially for the last-minute shoppers for food, for, you know, for the Christmas meal, basically, or gifts. You know, I might be in that boat myself. Don't tell anybody, but hey, it is what it is. Do what you gotta do. Tonight, we just gonna sit back, relax. I'm gonna get everybody caught up on sports, pretty much, and it's gonna be it. We're gonna ride this out. We got some awards to give out for our players of the week based on last week's performance. So we're gonna hit that. We're going to hit the basketball, football, all that good stuff. And then we're just going to chill. Get everybody a chance to watch these games. We got some games that's going on. We got some games that's going to happen. So we're going to just ride through this. You know, just have a little conversation. Do what you got to do. We already got D on here. How you doing, D? How you doing, Yashira? Everybody's doing well. So if you don't know where to find us, this is where you're going to find us. Mark and Will Show, at Mark and Will Show for Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, You Don't Stop, Instagram, and of course, you're already on YouTube. Mark and Will Gaming for Twitch and Mark and Will Gaming for our YouTube channel. Website, the Dondetta, markandwillshow.com. That's where you're going to find a lot of stuff. You can actually listen to yours truly right now off the website. You know, we got a link that's doing it like that. Also, if you like, hey, man, I need to know how to vote. You know, I don't have Twitter or whatever. Go to our Mark and Will Show page, and you'll see where you has a link. You can get to our Facebook group page. That's where you can go ahead and do all the voting. Knock it on out. Support these kiddos. I'm kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? We need more people to vote on their basketball polls and that football poll. I don't know. I was thinking I used to hear that this was a basketball state. Can't tell because the polls is kind of light compared to them football polls. Them football polls, man, you talking about thousands and thousands of votes. Basketball right now is kind of low. So, hey, make sure you guys go ahead and vote. Tell other people to vote. Do what you got to do on that for real, for real. Like I said, it's for the kiddos. We want to make sure they get recognized all over the state for the Mark and Will stuff. Everybody hit that like button, hit that bell button, do all that kind of stuff. Subscribe if you have not subscribed, please, without a doubt. What's up, Mom? How you doing? Shannon, how you doing? How's everybody doing? Big time. Like I said, everybody hit that like button for me. So, hey, let's get them rock and rolling. Well, not quite. Hopefully, I got my siblings on here, so watching. So hope you guys are free Friday. Maybe we can do a show. Send me the topics or go in our thing so we can go ahead and see what's going on. Have a nice little Christmas show do what we got to do, how we always do. We can do a bracket or whatever. We can do it earlier in the day. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be late. I know I'm off. Hope everybody else is off. You know, we can get it cracking like that. Don't forget, like we said, gaming. Mark and Will shows gaming. It's on YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming. Check it out. So let's go and have a little fun. So you already know we do our Players of the Week. But in case people don't understand, the Players of the Week is basically allowing you guys to pick the winner. We nominate the winner. You guys can nominate. DM us. Just because if you nominate doesn't mean everybody's going to be on the poll that you nominate. You know what I'm saying? And include the stats and that kind of stuff like that. We understand, you know, some people can have 10 rebounds, 12 blocks. We love that. Please. We would love to put them on the poll. We've done it already. So please do that. So make sure you go ahead and do that. And also, like I said, it's total combined votes from Twitter and YouTube. So if you go on YouTube, you might have somebody who just dominated. But on Facebook, they got 300 votes while you got one vote. So this, you know, use both of them. Vote as many as you want. Share it to all your friends and family, everything like that. You know, it is what it is. You know, and I don't see, not everybody's on Twitter, so go ahead and do it that way. So let's get it cracking. Without further ado, Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. It's Holy Cross Michael Loftus. Thank Loftus. We're going to go with Loftus. So congratulations, Michael. He had 17.6 points, 2.6 rebounds. Smooth, smooth game, man. He can handle that rock. He does a great job. Mark and I actually got to see him against PRP. His jumper really wasn't going down that night, but you can tell he's got a serious stroke. He handled the ball. He can get in and out. He's playing with Jacob, who's been on the show. Real smooth ball handling, man. I love his game. Like I said, Michael from Holy Cross is our Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap App. Hey, 17.6, you did your thing, man. I know that Jacob was bragging about you the other week, so we know you the real deal. So congratulations, Michael, for being our Kentucky Boys Player of the Week. Next up, we have Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by JazzyWithJizzy.com. It's Berea's Abigail Bird. She averaged 18.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. Smooth player. Everybody was talking about her, love their game. She did her stuff. So Berea's Abigail Bird is this week's Kentucky Girls Basketball Player of the Week. Next up, Mark and Will Show's National Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, is Bracken County's Blake Reed. Bracken County's Blake Reed. Did y'all hear me? This young man averaged 41 points, 8.3 rebounds. He didn't have 41 points in the game. He did have 50, I don't know, what was it, 59, 56 points in the game? Yeah, so another game he had 30-something, another game he had 20-something. He averaged 41 points with an added 50 piece that he gave somebody. So, hey, Mark Wills, National Player of the Week, Tap App. You're going to have to go ahead and retweet. Share this big time because Blake Reed is our National Boys Player of the Week. Next up, Mark and Will Show's National Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap App, is Boyd County's Emily Neese. She averaged 29.5 points, 2 rebounds. She put in work. Smooth player, put in work. For the week, average 29.5. Shout out to Boyd County. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all know Boyd County is the one school, one program, one county that utilizes that Facebook like no other. They have had many winners. Not because of Twitter, because of Facebook. But hey, like I said, hats off to Emily Neese. Hey, be checking your DMs. You and Blake Reed, make sure y'all check them because we're going to be sending you guys something special from Tap Out. So, hey, congratulations to all the winners this week, you know, based off of last week's game. So, hey, can't wait to see who's going to be nominated Monday. So, check it out big time. Let's go on and get it. We got Louisville versus DePaul. That's a game that's actually getting ready to come on at 8:30. You know, out of conference game. Louisville has struggled at the beginning of the season. Now they have rebounded. They're a 6-point favorite in Chicago. First faces DePaul. You know, DePaul is 9-3. They 4-1 at home. Louisville's 9-4. 4 away at home. So, should be an interesting game. Should be something good to watch. So make sure you go ahead and tune that in after you get finished with me. Without your Dell, let's get there without me. So go ahead and watch and support them. In the past, these games have been real good. You know, DePaul's high-scoring team has been a high-scoring team. So Louisville's going to have to play defense. And we'd like to see Carr and Morgan go ahead and get off, do their thing. You know, they're getting acclimated in Coach Wallace's system. So it should be interesting. So definitely check that out. Right now, you have Kentucky playing right now, doing what they do. Let's go on and get that. Let's go up so we can see what Big Blue is doing against FAMU. You guys remember FAMU. That's a team that University of Louisville squeaked by. And I do mean squeaked by. So right now, Kentucky is up against FAMU, which is Florida A&M, 58-52. 14-44 left in the second half. So, Kentucky's going to go do what they do. FAMU is not a good team. Right now, Wallace has 16 points for Kentucky. Livingston have 8. Ware 4. Oscar's got 8. Willow got 5. FAMU is a pressing team, so they're going to try to get after you, try to make it chaotic. But Kentucky should go ahead and take care of this pretty much easy. Speaking of your Louisville Cardinals, yesterday they took it on the head again. Let me see. Took it on the head again. They lost to Lipscomb 67. They couldn't get over the hump. Still careless. Granted, they only had 10 turnovers, but you know, when your point guard is leading the way with that and has 5 turnovers, yes, everybody, you're gonna look at, well, he had 24 points, six assists, but your starting point guard can't have 5 turnovers. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just messy. And it's the same stuff. It's the same jumping in the air, throwing the ball away, getting to the lane, trying to draw fouls and flopping and falling down. That's not gonna roll. That's not good basketball at all. And I don't know what it's going to take. You know, you really should have already had Fabio playing minutes, the freshman who should still be in high school. Should have gave him some minutes, get him comfortable. We already 12 games in. He's still doing freshman mistakes because he didn't get exposed to good competition early in the season when Louisville was playing some good teams. Our competitive teams, he could have really been helped out. But hey, what do I know? I'm not Kenny Payne. I didn't win those games. But I would tell you this: when you go look at this schedule, please, I want everybody, just let me know. Help me out. I'm gonna go down this real quick. Louisville plays at NC State tomorrow. NC State is 10-3. Then on Saturday, the 31st, so they have time to, you know, do Christmas and everything. New Year's Eve, right? Kentucky at 12 o'clock on CBS. About that time, they're going to come into that game 2-11. against Kentucky. That's not going to be a pretty game. And I'm just going down the schedule because I want you guys to let me know. I mean, comment. Do whatever you got to do. Let me know, please, where you see another win. January, Syracuse come in town. Syracuse is 8-5. They're not world beaters, but they play that zone. Louisville does not have great shooters at all. So they play that zone. Wake Forest comes in 9-4. Louisville goes to Clemson. You know we don't play well at Clemson. I don't care if it's football, rugby, baseball, whatever. Soccer, whatever. Clemson's 9-3. Then North Carolina comes in town. They're 8-4. They struggling. But they struggling is because everybody thought they was going to be the number one team. Like they was just going to go ahead and just do whatever they did at the end of, like they did at the end of the season. It doesn't work like that. Other people improve. The transfer portal is your friend. Everybody rocks and roll with that. So, what I'm saying is, I don't see that at all with that one. Pitt comes in town, and Pitt is notorious not that good. Maybe. Okay, so if you win that game, granted they 9-4. If you win that game, you're 3 and whatever. Then you got to go at Boston College. Boston College is 6-6, but Boston College got some guards. And it's going to be a road game. Then Louisville got to go to Notre Dame. Everybody knows about the Notre Dame. I mean, that's rival. It doesn't sit well at all. Getting into February, Georgia Tech comes in town. They're 7-4 right now. But, I mean, maybe? Is that a 50-50 chance? All right, let's go ahead and give it to them. Let's say, okay, that's 4 wins. Let's say that. I don't know. Florida State comes in town. Could they be 5? Then Louisville goes at Pitt. I don't know if this team can win on the road. I really don't know. Then Louisville got to go to Miami. Miami's only, they 12-1. They already beat you to smithereens before, right? Then Virginia comes in town. We already know that's a loss. Then Louisville has Clemson. Clemson comes in town. Then Louisville got to go at Duke. That's another loss. Louisville got to go at Georgia Tech. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to win on the road. Then Virginia Tech comes to Louisville. Then Louisville ends the regular season at Virginia in the season period. I don't know, man. I see 3 possibles. Are we playing spades? 3 possible. Not 3 and a possible. 3 possible. These guys may not win another game. Did you hear what I said? They may not win another game. Wow. If that's the case, you need to start kicking players off the team. Do whatever you got to do. Hit that transfer portal. Just bring in 13, 14 new people out of me. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do. 10 new players. I don't care. I mean, granted, you got some guys. You know, you got Caleb. You got Kirk coming in. So, but you need some guards. That's what's going to make a difference. My guy from last night from Caldwell County, Boyd, had a career high. Played at Georgetown College. Killed Mike James. Mike James couldn't do nothing with him. He had 23 points. Man, come on, man. Guys, I hate to say this. I don't think the embarrassment is going to stop. I think it's going to keep going. Right? I don't see no end game on that. Hate to say that, but that's true. All right, let's get you caught up on some NBA action. Let's get ahead and hit last night. So December the 20th, you had the Jazz beat the Pistons 126-111. The Bulls beat the Heat 113-103. The Knicks crushed the Warriors. Ooh, 132-94. Now, I know Steph ain't playing. He's hurt. But goodness gracious. Wizards beat the Suns 113-110. Nuggets beat Grizzlies 105-91. Today, December 21st, you got a lot of games going on right now. You got the Bucks beating you got the Cavs beating the Bucks 60-42. Donovan Mitchell and them is doing their thing. 76ers lead the Pistons 63-51. Bulls lead the Hawks 46-30. Pacers leads the Celtics 48-30. Nets is crushing the Warriors 68-31. We're going to peel that onion a little bit. Raptors is leading the Knicks 41-32. Rockets is ahead of Magic in the first quarter 18-6. Mavs is beating Timberwolves 13-11. Trailblazers is up 16-8 over the Thunder in the first. And later on tonight, you got the Lakers at the Kings, who the Kings is 16-13 and 7-point favorite. You got the Clippers and the Hornets going tonight, with the Clippers favored by 8.5. I want to go back and look at the Warriors to make sure that all the Warrior people are okay and breathing fine. Like I said, let me hit this box score real quick. I want to make sure. So, basically, like I said, you don't have a Steph Curry. So, you got Green starting, Looney, Thompson, Poole, and Moody. So, I guess Wiggins is hurt, too, with Curry. That's a G League lineup. That's a G League lineup if I've ever seen one in my life. Oh, my gosh. That's the problem you have with that. So, hey, it is what it is. Right now in the standings, let's go to divisions. You got in the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, you got the Celtics with a three-game lead over the Nets. In the Central, you got the Bucks only with a two-game lead over the Cavs, which is playing today. Southeast, you got the Hawks with a half-game lead over the Heat. In the Western Conference Northwest, you have the Nuggets with a 2.5 lead over the Trailblazers. In the Pacific, you have the Suns with a 1-game lead over the Clippers, 1.5-game lead over the Kings. In the Southwest, you have the Grizzlies with a 1-game lead over the Pelicans. And I think I just saw that Zion is actually in the COVID protocol, so he will be out for a minute, I guess. So that's not good, and that's going to hurt them. Big time. Fun. Louisville had their signing day class today. And everybody knows the coach had changed and stuff like that. So they were trying to hold on to some of these players and add to it. So they have signed Kewan Brown, a running back, 5'9", out of Georgia. He actually was being... Purdue actually was recruiting him, so Jeff just brought him along, got him going. Luke Burgess, a freshman offensive lineman, 6'8", 285 from Indiana. The old staff was recruiting him. He's an early January enrollee, so that's good to get him on campus. Jimmy Callaway, sophomore receiver, 6 foot from Georgia. He actually is a transfer from Tennessee. Next up, you got Michael Carter, freshman D-line from St. X, 6'5". He used to be committed to Purdue, so that's a big get for Roe. Staquan Clark, freshman linebacker, 6'2", for Miami, Florida, Miami Central. Another guy who was committed to the previous coaching staff, but Brown was able to keep him. Pierce Clarkson, everybody should be familiar with him. Freshman quarterback, 6 foot, from St. John Bosco, California. He was one of those guys who really kept the class together and also basically got them together in the first place. Sadiq Clemens, freshman D-line, 6'5", from Henderson County. He was a Purdue commit, another big body, athletic. Actually saw him play. Him and Michael Carter, I saw both of them play. Stephen Herron, senior defensive end, 6'3", from New Albany, went to Trinity. Actually transferred from Stanford. Great pickup for them. William Foles, freshman, wide receiver, 6'2", 195, from Florida. Another previous commit. For the old staff. We got... Adonja Green, freshman defensive end, 6'5", from Georgia. Another four-star commit. that Jeff and them had to keep to, you know, convince him to stay. Kartarius Hicks, freshman receiver, 5'9 from Miami, Florida, Miami Central. Supposed to be a Blazer. Rod McGraw, sophomore D-line, 6'5", transfer from Penn State. Devin Neal, junior safety from Lexington, Kentucky, another transfer from Baylor. Madden Sanker, freshman offensive line, 6'4", 305 from Georgia. Another four-star, Lover had to go ahead and tell him, you know, convince him to stay. Jaden Thompson, he is another transfer. He's actually from Cincinnati. He played his ball at Cincinnati from Illinois. Aaron Williams, freshman, DB, another four-star from St. John Bosco. Convince him to stay or join the team. And you have McClain, he's not listed on her, another Bosco from Florida. So, you know, good class. Jeff Brom said he's going to continue to look for offensive linemen, be it as from the transfer portal or something like that. They can continue to recruit. He likes what he sees with his defensive line, but, you know, you got to have that solid, and he understands that. They actually retain Coach Ivy and Deion Branch, so they will still be on the team as coaches and support staffs and things like that. And he's also looking for some other coaches. So, you know, it's another signing period that happens, I think, is in February. So we should be adding more people with that one. So should be a good one, big time. We didn't really get the hit this game yesterday because we had a terrific interview, and I'll talk about that shortly. We got the Rams lose the Packers 24-12. I think everybody knew that probably was going to happen. Baker has went back to being Baker. It is what it is. You know, he might have a decent game coming up, but who knows? So, speaking of that game, you had Aaron Rodgers, who was 22 for 30, 229 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. Baker Mayfield, 12 for 21, 111 yards, 1 turnover, 1 touchdown. Aaron Jones did his thing on the ground. He had 17 carries, 90 yards. A.J. Dillon had 2 TDs on 36 yards and 11 carries. Cam Akers, 65 yards on 12 carries. It was real stagnant as far as receiving on the Rams. You don't even, period. I don't even read that. Aaron Jones also had a reception TD. So, you know, both of these teams is pretty much out of it. The Packers 6-8. I guess if they win every game, they may get back in or whatever. But who knows what's going on with that. So let's dive into the standings real quick so we'll understand the playoff standings and who's in the playoff. If it ended today, you got a number one seed in the American Football Conference, AFC, will be the Buffalo Bills. Number two will be Kansas City Chiefs. 3, the Bengals. 4, the Titans. 5, the Ravens. 6, the Chargers. 7, the Dolphins. Outside looking in will be the Patriots, the Jets, the Jaguars, ain't that something, and the Raiders and the Browns. And the Steelers. Eliminated is the Broncos and Texans already. So, like, what would happen is, you have Tennessee Titans play Baltimore Ravens. You have the Chargers face the Bengals. The Dolphins will play Kansas City Chiefs. Woo, that would be a good one. That should be a shootout. So let's go ahead and look at the NFC. NFC, right now, number one seed, the best record in the league, Philadelphia Eagles. Number one, number two, the Vikings hanging on with that. Number three, 49ers. Number four, the Bucks, who are 6-8. Number five, Dallas Cowboys, who has clinched a playoff spot. Number six, the Giants, with an impressive win over the Commanders last week. And the Commanders, well, not last week, this week, Monday. On Sunday, yeah. The Commanders is number seven. So right now, you will have the Dallas against Cowboys against the Buccaneers, a rematch of the first game of the season. You have the Giants against the 49ers and you had the Commanders against the Vikings. On the outside looking in, you have the Seahawks, 7-7, Detroit Lions, 7-7, and your Packers is up there, 6-8 with the Panthers, and the New Orleans is Atlanta's 5-9. Eliminated is the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Bears. Wow. Wow. That's all I got to say with that. That is not good, but it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. So, look, it's getting playoff time. Definitely will be previewing some games tomorrow. Got a nice interview with the Portland Christian star basketball player, Ellie. So we'll talk to her, see what's going on. But I do want to say we had a football great who passed away, Hall of Famer, Franco Harris, running back from the Steelers. Rest in peace. Basically, I think he was the first jersey that I had. I think my pops gave me a Franco Harris 32. You know, I had to hurry up and take that off. But great guy. Great player, a legend. Hate to see him go, like, you know, but he's 72 and 4 Super Bowl championships. Hey, congratulations on Hall of Fame career, and rest in peace, big time. Told you guys I was gonna get you out here quick. It's the holidays, all that good stuff, but I do want to go back real quick. If you guys missed the show last night, make sure you go ahead, come back and watch that big time. Demetrius White, known as Meechie, rocked it. Did his thing. Well-spoken young man. I know he made his parents proud because he spoke well. He did a good job. No, he made the Bulldogs community family proud. Great interview. All I got to say, man, let's go back and watch that big time. So, look, you guys, I told you I'm going to get you off. You got Louisville women basketball about to tip off. Go ahead and enjoy that like I'm going to enjoy that, without a doubt. Tomorrow we got a nice interview, like I said, Portland Christian star. Ellie be on here so we can talk to her. See what's going on, and we'll preview NFL. So, hey, without further ado, I'm out. Peace out. Congratulations to all the players of the week. You deserve it. Can't wait to see the next winners.
Show Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.